Okay. If you're ready, Peter, we can start the meeting now.
Sure. Have you got any ideas for our next welfare activity, Laura?
I know that you have a Facebook account. Have you come across the term ALS?
ALS? Do you mean amyotrophic lateral sclerosis? I know that it's a disease that attacks the motor nerves, causing muscles weakness. And it's sad to say, there's no cure.
Yes, you're right. The principal talked to me the other day, expressing his concerns over the fundraising event of ALS, the Ice Bucket Challenge.
It's fully understandable. One young man died of this challenge, although quite satisfactory donations have been raised. What I'm thinking is what else we can do to raise the awareness of ALS, and at the same time, raising funds for Hong Kong ALS sufferers.
Well, I know Hong Kong ALS Association is putting a lot of effort on raising public's concern about ALS. Shall we invite the chairperson of the association to our school and give us a talk about ALS?
Sure, why not? Just a second. Let me look up the name on the website. All right, it's Mr. Alan Yu. So, when should we hold the talk?
How about November?
I'd suggest 1st December, after all students have finished their first exam in late November.
OK, since it's going to be a talk for the whole school, it's very likely to be held in the afternoon after lunchtime.
Good. Let's say 1:30 p.m. How about the person in charge of the talk? Just in case Mr. Yu would like to contact us.
It's better to invite him via email. It's necessary to leave the full names of our school, ABC Secondary School, and our club. Also, write down my email, laurapoon@abcschool.com, and my number, 9144-3688, for further confirmation with Mr. Yu.
Can you repeat your email address?
laurapoon@abcschool.com. We should also tell him we're aiming at raising students' concern over ALS. It's best to include some photos or videos of ALS sufferers or their sharing in the talk.
Apart from the talk, don't you think we have to do something for the sufferers?
Yeah. Any suggestions?
We could also organise a flag-selling activity with the association. In that case, we need to recruit at least 50 student volunteers.
It's a fantastic idea, and I propose to do the recruitment right after the talk. Peter, I think it's time to start the preparation now.
This is the end of the listening component of this test. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the written tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. An announcement will be made when